Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtable, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. If you want to have a trusting, loving, and honest relationship with your mother or daughter, you're in the right place. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, a Christian clinical psychologist and ordained chaplain, better known as Dr. Bessie. My co-host and I will share God's expectation of a mother and daughter relationship to help you with your healing process towards your best mother and daughter relationship according to the Word of God. So sit back with your pen and paper or recorder because we are coming after your heart.
Good morning, mothers and daughters. I tell you, it's a beautiful day. Thank God for another day to be on the radio with mothers and daughters around the world. And it's an amazing opportunity, And I am so excited that you're with us today. You're going to really enjoy the show. I'm telling you, the topic today is going to be interesting. It's going to touch a lot of mothers and daughters around the world. Because as a Christian clinical psychologist for 24 years, I've dealt with mothers and daughters and various issues. But this one comes with what I call is the interpretation, you know, from my perspective and your perspective and where's the truth. So we're going to dive into some interesting conversations today that is going to touch your heart or it's going to touch the hearts of mothers and daughters around the world. But when I say your heart, it's meaning that you're either going to be personally affected or you're going to know someone that you say, oh, my God, Mary and her daughter should be on here. They should hear this. So when I give you the topic, you make sure that you call Mary or whomever and tell them you need to listen to this. Because you will know someone when you hear this topic. But before we get into the topic, I want to bring on my co-host this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I am fine. Cynthia, how are you doing?
I'm good. No complaints. All is well. Thank you.
Good, good. Good morning, Deborah.
Good day. How's everybody?
Good day. Thank you, Deborah. That's
I've been trying to remember.
You are good,
hold on
Deborah.
All is
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I jump right on here, and then I lead everybody down the trough with the good morning thing. But, you know, like I said, good morning somewhere. But, yeah, we are getting there. Good day to everybody, all the mothers and daughters. And, you know, we have fathers and sons that listen to us, too, because I have a group of men that say, you know, Dr. Fletcher, not only do my wife, I got one guy say his wife make him listen to the show. And there's some other guys that we listen because we want to know how to have a relationship with our daughters and our wives and how to deal with the mother and daughter issues that I'm having within the household. So we have a mixed audience. So don't think it's just mothers and daughters out here. We got some fathers and sons that are listening too because they want to peep into the information that we're giving out and the conversations to see how they can better their communication, which is very wise of any man. All right. So this morning, Cynthia, would you give us the prayer real quick, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Father God, for this is the day that you have made. We've come to rejoice and be glad in it. We've come to give a word, your word, above all the things that we can say. We pray, Father God, that something will be said according to your word that will start the beginning and the process of healing for a mother and daughter relationship. And Father, this is a prayer that we pray not only for those that we know, but for those around the world. These things we pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because we have a guest this morning with us, we're not going to get into our personals this morning. I pray that everybody, if you had a great week, and we know each other well, so I hadn't heard anything, so I'm assuming you all did well. And I want to bring to our topic this morning so we have a time to really deal with this particular issue. I have a caller, and she has requested a question, and the question was, why would a daughter tell lies to others about her mother? Now, you know that had to come, audience, from a deep place. That had to be something that really touched the heart of this mother. For her to say to me, Dr. Fletcher, I want to deal with this issue. I don't know how many of you out there feel that your daughters are saying things that are not true. You don't know why they're saying it. And all you know is that either family members or people on your job or people in the neighborhood come tell you, did you know your daughter said so-and-so-and-so? Did you know your daughter said? And you're going, that's not the truth. That's a lie, you know. And even if it's the truth, you're not going to own up to it some cases, you know, because it's none of their business to find out if it's true or not. It's your business. So you don't have to admit anything to anybody. But it does hurt. I mean, anytime anybody tells a lie on you, it hurts. And, you know, it's something that goes to the core of your heart. That's why I said, mothers and daughters, we're coming after you and we're coming after your heart. Because these are the things that hit your heart, the topics that we're bringing to you. They are topics that go to the core of your heart. So this is what we're going to be dealing with today. And my caller is, and I want to say this prior to, you know, when we look at different people as women moving around, sometimes we prejudge people and we'll say, oh, they're sinners. And they need to find Christ, and if they were saved, they wouldn't have to deal with all those issues. Well, I'm saved, and Deborah's saved, Cynthia's saved, and our guest is saved, but that don't keep the devil from coming after you. Jesus was saved, and he came after him. So I'm just putting it in perspective here. So just because you are a Christian doesn't mean that the enemy is not going to come after you. Now, how does the enemy come after you? He comes after your children. He comes after your children. You in the church, you are praising the Lord, you serving God with all that you know. And yet, you're thinking, well, I'm supposed to be under the wings. Our 91st song, you know, I'm hidden under his wings. I'm supposed to be covered. Lord, what happened to my sheep? What? Where's my angels? What are y'all doing? Did you miss something? He's supposed to pick me up, not letting my toe hit a stone. I mean, come on, what are y'all doing? But see, it's a part of that growth. It's a part of that process. It's a part of raising you up. And the testimony is that in spite of all of this that we go through, it doesn't change the fact that we still love the Lord and we still serve God and have the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. Because just think, if you didn't have the Holy Spirit, my Lord, and you had to deal with all these issues, that's why people out here killing themselves, because they can't deal with all the issues, all of the conversations that's within their head that's driving them to, I just can't take this no more. So let's get back to our topic. Our guest this morning, and guests, if you would, click on one, that'll give me a cue to bring you in. Our guest this morning is Prophetess Victoria, and Prophetess Victoria is a strong woman of God. And, you know, regardless of what, her heart is her heart, just like everybody else's heart. And her concern was, why would a daughter tell lies to others about her mother? Prophetess, would you please click one for me, please? And therefore, that's the topic we are going to pull in with. Here she comes right here. All right. Good morning, Prophetess Victoria.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I am fine. I am fine. Thank God. I am so honored to have you with us this morning. You're such a strong woman of God. And for you to be one of these women that says, you know, I'm willing to reveal a part of my mother and daughter relationship, even though I'm a prophetess, even though I'm a strong woman of God and I'm helping everybody else, I can see how the enemy is trying to get me through my children. Go ahead and ask the question. I said it, but I need you to ask me the question and then I can deal with it.
Yes, ma'am. I want to know, why would a daughter, my daughter, go out and tell lies about our relationship to other, not just family members, but just to the other community outside of our home? And
okay.
When I found out about it, it's devastating.
I can imagine. Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
She would go and say things like, I don't love her, I abused her, and when she was coming up, and I've done everything under the sun to show her love.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Well,
she would just believe that her father and I had a relationship that ended up in a divorce, and I went to allow her to live with her grandmother at a time when she was a teenager. I couldn't do anything with it. And her grandmother never liked me, so she said that's where the divide started. And so she started believing that I didn't love her because she was in another state.
Okay. All right. That gives me enough to go on right there. All right. So now what I want to clear up, because when people say abuse, people always, you know, most people go to sexual abuse, and that's not what you're talking about.
No.
You're talking about abuse her in other ways. Clarify
yes.
abuse so that audience
I clarify.
Okay.
I clarify. She's saying that I don't know how to communicate with her.
Okay.
I always love her brother more than I love her. I listen to them. I don't listen to her.
She's
always
girl.
Feels left out. That's abuse.
Mm-hmm. Is she the only girl?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then I'm gonna put you on hold right now, and then I'm gonna talk to address this issue, and then I'll bring you right back. Thank you, Robles. Okay, audience, now we have our question, and now you have the explanation. You got it from Prophetess Victoria from herself. Now, what I want to do is break this down, and it comes back to something that happens, I mean, like I said, you know, and I hate to keep saying 24 years, but I need you to understand, I just didn't start working with mothers and daughters yesterday. I have people coming, and they're sitting on my couch, and for years, you know, you watch and you see the trends, and you see the connections and the points, the high points. And Prophetess Victoria hit on one. And when she did, I'm like, okay, I got it. And that is, you don't love me. You treat my brothers better than you treat me. I'm telling you, that is number one in the disconnect between mothers and daughters that I have counseled. That's what I'm saying. And I've counseled a lot of people in 24 years. That is number one. It's that sibling rivalry. That sibling, you know, it was the brother or the sister. It's something that's going on that they figured the mother didn't love them. Now, what usually happens is that somewhere along the line, the child either sees something or something was said to them, and they interpret that to mean that my mother doesn't love me. Either a mother can say something to one child and not say it to another child, and the child will say, why did she say that to me? Why didn't she say that to him? And then from that point on, the measuring starts, and the child stops watching everything that the mother does with the other siblings, and keep measuring it, and in her mind, keep building up, having these intro conversations within her head, saying, you know, she doesn't love me, she loved them better than she loved me, and it grows up that way. But in this case, we have two or three different scenarios. We have the one with the separation. You know, when a family gets is separated through a divorce or death, any separation, it is a hard time for the remaining family members to stay connected, because that loss puts them in a place of the unknown, and especially with children. Children don't know what to do. They love both of their parents. We've been good up until yesterday. Yesterday, we was a full family, and yesterday, daddy was here, and yesterday, mother was here. And yesterday we ate dinner together. And yesterday we were laughing and talking. And today my world is turned upside down. Who do I choose? Do I choose mommy? Do I choose daddy? What do I do? But then to go to from mommy to daddy to grandmother, now that was devastating to this particular young girl. So she's thinking she really doesn't love me now because she's not keeping me and she's sending me to my grandmother. I'm just giving a overcast and then I'm going to bring Prophetess back to kind of fill in the gaps. But I'm just talking about from counseling perspectives over the years. But in her mind, and it's her perspective, from her point of view, that's why it's hard to say that somebody's wrong. Because in their mind, they see it, they visualize it, they create an image, and that image starts living within their minds and their hearts, and all of a sudden it's built out. Now, when you have someone fueling that image, like another parent or a grandparent or uncle, aunt, cousin, friends, neighbors, fueling that thing and said, yeah, you're right, she don't love you. Yeah, you know, your mama wasn't this, and yeah, you know, da, da, da. And now the kid has got her own problems and her own creation in her head, and then someone else is adding to that. It makes the child feel like, you know what, well, maybe I am right. And then the miscommunication come in. Now, somewhere along the line, there was a breakdown. But the one thing that I always say to mothers and daughters, there is not one mother or daughter that does not love each other. It's impossible. It's impossible. Even when the child has not seen or heard of their mother, the mother is in their heart. They're always wondering, even if they're raised by the grandmother, even if they're raised by an adopted parent, they have the mother on their mind. Where is my mother? Who is my mother? I'm going to seek on the internet. I'm going to find my mother, because you cannot break a bond between a mother and a child. So now I'm going to come back to Prophetess Victoria. Does that answer some of the questions or fill in some of the blocks for you?
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head.
Good.
I feel so much better. I see the vision now of going from one home to the next, especially to my archenemy at the time, which was a grandmother. I can see the vision right now and why all of those seeds were planted there, and our hearts still want to be close to me. Today we are getting closer.
And what I always tell you, I will be willing, and you know I will, we'll have a conversation with your daughter. It's just a minor thing. It's just that simple. I'm telling you, it's just getting back. And then what I always tell, Prophetess, what I tell the mother, we got to get to the point where we apologize. You know, and I have some mother say, well, I have apologized to her, but she didn't believe you. You see, there's a difference.
Yes.
But I can get with the two of you, and I can walk you through how to do it. And I guarantee you at the end of it, she will receive your apology. You understand?
Okay.
So therefore, it won't take us 45 minutes, and change will be in place. And then we'll build step-by-step weekly activities that's going to take you to the different level. So hold on a minute. I'm going to get Cynthia in here, and then you're going to hear what Cynthia and Deborah has to say from their perspective of suggestions. 1 second. All right, Cynthia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is your
name? Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Prophetess. Just wanted to just say a couple of things. You know, children lie due to lack of confidence in whatever relationships they're in. They lie because they're anxious about their relationships and the absence of their relationships, and they see other kids with their parents and their relationships, and so they actually, it's the absence of communication. And so when you have an absence of communication between you and your mother, my prime example, I didn't meet my mother until I was 13, so you come to believe the people that has told the stories, because they're the ones who's taking care of you and all the ones that are surrounding you. So it's so many variables that could be part of why children lie about their relationship, about their mothers and to their mothers. And so that's my take on it, being a prime example and coming from a broken home and not meeting my mother until I was 13. For many, many years, I believe what was told to me by my, not so much about my siblings, but the people who was around me. And so that's my take on it. Thank you for letting me share.
Yeah, that's a good take, Cynthia. I didn't think about that until you said that. You do. You live that life. And that's good advice, Prophetess. She lived that life. And when I met Cynthia, and I can't tell her story. We have to tell it another time because it's so long. But I challenged her to go to her mother and get and ask the question. You know, people can say what they want to say about your mother, your father, you know, or whatever. If you don't go ask the question, you're never going to get the answer. Don't ask Mary, John, Sue, and James and all that. Go to the person, ask the question. She went to her mother, asked the question, find out the story wasn't what she thought the story was. Her and her mother had a beautiful relationship, and she got to spend 2 years with her mother before she passed. Don't wait till she's in the casket and wish that you had asked the question. All right. Thank you, Deborah, for that. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Deborah, what is your take?
Oh, wow. Praise the Lord. Gee, I am so full, and I'm going to try to make this thing in 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Praise the Lord, Prophetess. So here we go. We you say, why would a daughter lie? Let's just narrow it down to why do people lie? People lie for multiple reasons. Reason because they want you to believe what they say, or in her case, she actually was believing what she was believing. Not that she was telling a lie, but she was going on the information provided and the limited understanding that she had at that age. She put it all together, and then in her ear gate, she had somebody put stuff in her ear gate, and she tried to line up with the eye gate, which caused her to believe something that wasn't true, and then she spoke it. It's a lie. But it's not necessarily that maybe she was lying, but she was just based on the information she had. And so the Bible talks about those individuals that follow Christ, we will be persecuted even more. And the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Destroy what? Relationships. They destroy the demise and the unity of the mother and the daughter and the opportunity to be fruitful and multiply and be able to put your legacy in her and let her pass it on. He comes to steal. He comes to destroy. That's what he do. Divide and try to conquer. And so he use anybody he can use to get to you because you about the Lord's business. So he need to slow you down because you out there being a force to be reckoned with in the spiritual realm. So God is saying, just be on your guard and give your daughter back to me, and I'll make it work. He says, whenever something ain't working, this is my place in the Bible. This is my parallel example of, you know, seek God because he cares, cast all your cares upon him. He said, like, you know, I know the thoughts and I know the plans that I have for you. He said, and I know that there will be opportunities for the enemy to come and sift you like wheat. So he's saying, if you could just focus on me and just know that I got your back, that I'll take care of your daughter, that this too shall pass. It will pass. And in my story with me and my mom trying to build a relationship, you know, I used to say, you know, she don't love me because I done got myself in a whole bunch of mess and now she ain't come to rescue me. That was not the truth. She loved me. I orchestrated some foolishness and she let me sit in it. And it made me a better person, you know. So for whatever reason, God allows it, he's doing a thing that's bigger than what we could see. But I'm telling you, if you surrender wholeheartedly to him, just say, Lord, I give it back to you because I really don't know how to do what to do. I really don't know what she thinks, how she feel. I hear bits and pieces. But if you could just let me just continue to do your will and your work and go and invest in somebody else's kid. See, God said, if you go you go somewhere else and you find some goddaughters, and he said, if you do a thing now, I do a thing now. Because it ain't always going to come from, like, when I minister to kids, they don't always get it from the parents. God might use me to be in the past, so I've been telling him that all the time. Well, God got away. Sometimes they got their resistance up because they feel, you know, whatever reason they feel, I don't know. But I know this here, God is able. He'll do it. He's doing it for me. I left at 13, came back when I was 30, and I'm still working on it. And yes, Dr. B had these sessions that's awesome, and God showed us some stuff in the session. And so I believe that you'll benefit from the session, and God will show you ways how to get your breakthrough.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Wow. Woo. Powerful, powerful, powerful. That's what I'm. Thank you, Deborah. That is good. And Deborah, we all, mothers and daughters out there, we are all working on our relationships with our daughter. Don't think that we come with all the answers, your answers. No, we are all working on our relationship. Every mother and daughter I talk to basically have brokenness in their relationship, some worse than others, but it's a process. There's no perfect relationship, and there's certainly no perfect mother and daughter relationship. And what the Holy Spirit is telling me, Prophetess, and I tell you the time is just flying away, what the Holy Spirit is telling me, that she's just trying to get attention. She is seeking. She wants your attention so bad that she figured if I have to just say something to get her to respond, we got to find out where she is, what she's doing, and you know where she is, what she's doing, but in her mind, in her psychic, we got to figure that out because she's crying out to you. She's crying out, I want my mommy. When children act out, they're doing it just to get your attention. They're doing it because they need you. She needs her mama, and she can't move forward without her mama. And what I tell mothers is that you are the prize. They spent 9 months with you. You got a secret little connection that the father and no other human would have with the human that you brought into this earth. And they long for you. And that's what she's doing. The Holy Spirit says she's crying out, like she's crying out from the grave. Mommy, mommy, here I am. See me. Can you not just see me? That's all she wants. And that's from the Holy Spirit. And you got to go get her. Go get her. And you tell her, I'm sorry. And baby, can we just start all over again? And you just make time for her every day you text her. You just tell her how much you love her and tell her, I can't change the past, but we can start right here. You are a woman of God. Don't let Satan take your child. You have anything you want to add to this prophetess before we go?
I just right. want to say that you, the Holy Spirit directed you all change my perspective on how I'm going to go in and meet my daughter. We're going to start a new. I'm going to get off this phone, and when we get done, I'm calling and texting.
Amen.
We're going to get this thing right. Amen? Thank you, all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I love the piece about the 9 months, and she's crying out for her mother because that's what she is. She's an attention person. So, yes, ma'am, you were 100% right about that. She said, Mom, that's because I'm an Aquarius. I said, no, we love attention. I said, no, that's just because God made you that way inside of me. And
Amen.
We're not ruled by science. We're ruled by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for joining us today, Prophetess. What a great show. And we will work on it. We're going to call and talk, and we're going to have this conversation and bring your daughter back together, you and your daughter back together again, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. I tell you, this show has gone by so fast. Thank you, Deborah and Cynthia. What a powerful show. Mothers and daughters out there, I'm telling you, your daughters are crying out. Your sons are crying out. Listen, you're the mother. You hear them. Your heart is being pulled at. So don't act like you don't know. God is tired. Go get your children. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Go get your children. Hallelujah. Go get your children. Thank you, Deborah and Cynthia. It was a great show.
Welcome. Blessings. Thank you.
Yes. All right, ladies. Whew. We'll be right back.
Thank you for joining us at the Mother and Daughter Roundtable, the place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. If you would like to ask Dr. Bessie a question about your mother and daughter relationship, go to contact at at matriarchnow.com. That's MatriarchNow.com. May the Lord bless your mother and daughter relationship. Blessings. The Mother and Daughter Roundtable.
All right, the Mother and Daughter Roundtables every Saturday coming at you. All right, thank you, ladies. God bless you, and y'all have a great week. Blessings.
You too. Thank you. Blessings. Bye, audience.
Bye-bye.